Student journalists at Springdale's Harbor High School say they want answers after district administration removed a story they had published and halted the publication of the Harbor Herald until administrators can review future articles. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has more on what one of the reporters and the paper's editor-in-chief say amounts to what they believe is censorship of a story the district didn't like.
Before the October edition of the Harbor Herald, students in Carla Sprague's journalism class would publish the paper at least once a month in both print and online forms. But Herald reporter and Harbor junior Jack Williams says November's edition has yet to make it to publication after school district administrators pulled down a story he and two other students released on October 30th.
Some weeks ago, my advisor and Hallie both put me, Matteo Campagnola, and Molly Hendren on a story to look into the situation surrounding the transfers that happened last year. Five of our best football players transferred to Springdale High School.
Sprague is the advisor, and Hallie Roberts is the Herald's editor-in-chief and Harbor senior. Williams says the story took a turn when an anonymous source came forward with the hardship agreements that allowed the football players to transfer schools.
Those in conjunction with interviews that Hallie and other students did with the players last year, those two combined, we found that there was a dissonance. We found that in those interviews, they stated that their transfers were completely athletically motivated and that Coach Zach Clark of Springdale would be able to get their name out better and hopefully get them closer to a Division I school.
The transfer requests followed a defeat in the first round of the 2017 playoffs after an already disappointing season for the Wildcats. Arkansas Activities Association guidelines state students who transfer schools must either move homes or sit out one calendar year after the date of transfer before they're able to compete in a sport, a point Williams and his co-authors make in their story. But students can get an exemption from those rules if they file a hardship application. Williams says they found that's what happened in all five of the football players' cases.
And in their letters, the parents all stated verbatim that they their students were interested in the IT program. The fact that there was a dissonance between what the athletes said and what their parents said was troubling, and also it troubled us how similar the letters were. With all due respect, it kind of felt like there was a knitting circle of letters, and we just simply published what we had.
The documents released under the Freedom of Information request were provided to Ozarks at Large. In several of the hardship letters, the parents write their sons are interested in the IT Academy at Springdale High because they value their education and acknowledge the possibility they may not play football after high school. According to the Herald story, the transfers were approved November 15, 2017, 5 days after the Wildcats lost the first round of the playoffs. The Arkansas Activities Association then granted the hardship exemptions in February of this year. The Herald story also describes a cell phone video that appears to show parents of one of the transferring football players, some of the players themselves, and Springdale High's head football coach burning Harbor gear in a fire pit while holding bottles. Williams and his co-authors write the video is time-stamped December 2, 2017, at which point the football players who requested transfers were still enrolled at Harbor High.
All we did was tell the truth. All we did was show the evidence, and then we directed our readers to the teacher ethics code.
The story also points to Arkansas Activities Association guidelines that state a coach may not contact or be contacted by a student or a student's parents prior to enrollment in the school. It also mentions district policy that prohibits recruitment. 3 days after the article was published, Williams says District Deputy Superintendent Jared Cleveland asked advisor Carla Sprague to take it down.
Carla's decision was to make it the staff's decision, the team that wrote it. She feared, and I think rightly so, that her professional career is being leveraged, and she has to put food on the table for her family. And we fully understand that. We're not, you know, calling her like, how dare you back down from this? This is a matter of her job.
Williams says in an initial meeting regarding the district's decision, Cleveland suggested the possibility of republishing the article But in a letter dated November 26th, Superintendent Jim Rollins denied that request, stating the story was, quote, intentionally negative, demeaning, derogatory, hurtful, and potentially harmful to the students addressed in the article, as well as extremely divisive and disruptive to Springdale School District's education community. Herald Editor-in-Chief Hallie Roberts says she doesn't see it that way.
They haven't really worked with us, I would say, because they've never really provided any further comment about how we broke policy. They gave us a letter that said that we were intentionally negative or demeaning. But I think all of our staff and the people that were on it were confused to how it was negative and demeaning when it was just facts. And we didn't draw any conclusions out of it. We just posted the article for the facts that it was and said, you know, here's this, like, this should be known.
In another letter dated November 27th, Harbor Principal Paul Greep writes the district is reviewing its existing protocols and policies for publishing student articles, as well as establishing future protocols. Until those are finalized, Greep writes, it's the district's expectation that no student publication will be printed, posted online, or distributed until it's reviewed by school administrators, including the issue of the Harbor Herald that was supposed to be published last week. The memo ends with a warning that failure to follow Greep's directive could end in disciplinary action, including a recommendation for termination of employment. Hallie Roberts says, aside from the information in the letter and the memo, she and her staff have been left out of the conversation about the future of the paper.
We haven't really been provided any explanation. We haven't, none of the district or their principal or any of that has talked to the staff about what's happening. So we've just very much been kind of left in the dust with this entire thing. So that's why we've been trying to figure out what's going on, because they basically just came to us and were like, you know, you got to stop production.
Hadar Harris, the executive director of the Student Press Law Center, based out of Washington, D.C., that's been working with Roberts and Jack Williams, says both of the positions taken by the school district are troubling.
The situation that's going right now in Arkansas is one of a series of pretty serious censorship issues that have been brought to our attention and that we've worked with students and advisors on over the course of this past year.
Harris says the Student Press Law Center works to promote, support, and defend the First Amendment rights of high school and college student journalists and their advisors so they can publish free of censorship.
Student journalists have lesser First Amendment rights than professional journalists do, and yet they do work that is equally important. And the work of student journalists is even more important these days as there are fewer and fewer professional journalistic outlets in many parts of the country.
Harris says many instances of student censorship can be traced back to the Hazelwood versus Kollmeyer case of 1988, in which the U.S. Supreme Court ruled public school administrators can censor any journalistic work for any reasonable educational purpose.
And that has often been used to really kind of overzealously censor the work of student journalists, particularly with stories that are not very flattering to a school administration. And the situation in Arkansas is exactly that.
And Harris adds, Arkansas has additional free speech protections under the Student Publications Act, which was passed in 1995.
In fact, it was one of the very first that was put into place in this country. And so it's very troubling that the school district is not abiding by that law. And they're pointing and trying to say that the story itself is bullying or is disruptive. But the truth of the matter is that it's only become, I mean, I don't think that it is disruptive at all, but any disruption that's happened in Springdale is as a result of the efforts and the position that the district has taken.
Harris says the organization is also concerned about what it believes are termination threats against advisor Carla Sprague, as well as the district's lack of engagement with her students.
You know, the students broke a story that was an important story to be told. It was an important story that talked about questionable behavior on the part of the district in transferring these students to play football at a different school. Bad publicity for the school district, but good journalism in breaking the story.
Jack Williams says that good journalism, which involved months of investigation, was a team effort.
Molly Hendren, Matteo Campagnola, and I, we really did try our hardest to get this story right, and we spent many late nights at Harbor perfecting it, fact-checking, and I think they deserve as much credit as we do.
And while Williams and Hallie Roberts say they've gotten support from other students, teachers, and administrators at Harbor, the disappointment in their school district has been sobering.
We love Springdale, and, you know, we love our schools, but just the fact that we've had to go this far just to get support and, you know, what we believe is right is kind of ridiculous. So just overall disappointment in our school district, I think.
We're journalists, and the only thing we can really put up as a shield is to say that we provided the facts. And if the administration is going to function as an obstacle in our ability to publish the truth, then we're just going to have to take it step by step and roll with the punches.
But Roberts, who wants to work for ESPN, and Williams, who wants to work for Vice Media, add they found a silver lining to the situation they weren't expecting.
It gives us a lot of experience. I know our journalistic resumes have been, like, dipped in gold this.
Yeah.
Because even on Twitter, we've had a ton of reporters asking if they can give us letters of recommendation, and ESPN has reached out. So it's just been a long ride, but in turn, I think we're getting the upper hand of this.
So. Yes.
In a memo dated December 3rd that was provided to Ozarks at Large, Principal Paul Greep writes, "The Herald is not suspended, but he wants school administration to have the opportunity to review the information before it's published to make sure it complies with the Arkansas Student Publications Act." Roberts and Williams say the next edition of The Herald, which is ready for print, focuses on the censorship they've encountered over the last several weeks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
Ozarks at Large contacted the Springdale School District for comment. Communications Director Rick Schaefer says the administration has no comment as the issue is under ongoing review. The Student Press Law Center is also publishing the Herald story that the district removed from the Harbor website on their platform.